Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Some sad music news today. Fred White, he wasn't, now they said he was a founding member of Earth, Wind & Fire, but he didn't play through their entire career, did he?
No, he did not. And he actually, joined his brothers. Fred White, who passed away, was the brother of Maurice and Verdeen White, who really I would call more the founders of Earth, Wind & Fire. They were the core, but he was a part of the group since, the drummer of the group since 1970. He died over the weekend. They did not release the cause of death. He was a very, very accomplished drummer, joined the group in the 1970s. I'll tell you what, if you have some spare time today, go on YouTube and look up some old Earth, Wind & Fire videos. If you want to see some wild costumes and, you know, psychedelic effects that they used to use, but that signature horn sound of Earth, Wind & Fire with, songs like After the Love Is Gone and September and, some of their early hits, Fantasy. Fred White was a major part of all of those. The group got 7 Grammy Awards through the years and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the year 2000. Sadly, Fred White, only 67 years old, so he died, fairly young.
Great live act. Saw them some years ago in Chicago, and that's a group meant to be enjoyed live in concert, no doubt about it.
Yeah, I saw them one year they were touring with the group Chicago, two amazing horn sections. I'm just beginning to get my hearing back, from sitting through those concerts.
Yeah, that's when I saw them, too. Any update on the condition of Jeremy Renner this morning?
No, he is still in critical but stable condition. Yet this terrible snowplow accident, the exact details are kind of sketchy as to what happened, but he was apparently using a snowplow, not the kind like, we use in front of our house. This was really more like a truck with a snow wedge in front of it, moving huge amounts of snow. Apparently, from what some early reports are saying, is that the plow itself tipped over on the side. It was open cab, so Jeremy Renner apparently fell off and was trapped underneath the snowplow. Those are according to unconfirmed reports. As I say, exact details are still coming in, but nonetheless, he had to be airlifted out of there right near his home in Reno, Nevada. Yesterday, he underwent blunt chest trauma and orthopedic surgery, and as I say, remains in critical but stable condition. Nobody else was hurt in this accident, and he is remaining in intensive care. What a weekend for these, bizarre accidents and, people being rushed to the hospital, right?
And we also have Adele on the health news list today. What's
right,
going on with her?
She's also on my clipboard as well. She is, doing her residency in Las Vegas, and was really kind of struggling to limp around the stage. And she mentioned during the stage that she has chronic back pain, but she said that it's gotten worse recently, and that she's got sciatica, a slipped disc, basically, and that is incredibly painful when you get one of those. And so she said that she's had it since she's 15 years old, and has been living with that. So, good thing my initials are DR, like doctor, so I can report all these celebrity medical stories every day.
Yeah, it used to be you could just talk about movies. Now you got to talk about health reports, real estate,
right.
Babies,
law, right,
weddings,
right.
Lawsuits. Yeah, we keep Dean Richards busy here, sponsored by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Now back to Dean and some Yellowstone news. What's happening with that program, Dean?
Well, they just had their mid-season finale. You know, Yellowstone is one of the it is the most popular scripted series of the year 2022. It drew 12 million viewers when it premiered in November, and they had their mid-season finale on New Year's Day. And now they're saying that the season will resume. They're teasing us a little bit by saying out at the beginning of summer. So my guess on that would be right around Memorial Day that we'll begin to see new episodes of Yellowstone. That with their spinoff series that are also streaming on Paramount Plus, 1883, and this new series with Harrison Ford and Helen Mirren. 1923, really, really good series. If you haven't tuned into it, all Yellowstone and all of the prequels, there's plenty more to come. These are super popular right now.
It's hard to keep up with all these streaming shows. I can't recall what it is. I'll find out. But my wife has this app that she got now that actually keeps track of what you're watching, what episode you're on, and also tells you when the new ones are being dropped and so forth. And I think we all need that app now, don't we?
Oh, my gosh, big time. You know, it might make me obsolete because every Wednesday we tell you what's new and coming out. But believe me, I could use that app too.
Yeah, well, it keeps track of where you are. Yeah, like it lets you know.
I do like that. Yeah. I love that. If you can't remember, if you jumped off at season or episode 3 or 4 or whatever, this tells you exactly. What you've seen already. I would love to know what that app is.
I'll make an appointment with Marianne, and then I'll get back to you tomorrow, and I'll tell you what the app is. What's going on with James Corden?
James Corden, has been hosting the Late Late Show on CBS since 2015. He just announced that he's going to be leaving his late night talk show to pursue other interests. He hasn't said what specifically he's going to be doing, but he right now has a brand new Prime Video series that is streaming that's called Mammals. It's a dark comedy, a scripted dark comedy. He plays a chef whose perfect marriage begins to go sour, and I did a little Zoom chat with him, and we talked a little bit about his career change that is going to be happening sometime this spring.
Is this, sort of the direction that we might expect to see you going in as you wean yourself off of late night TV?
I've absolutely no idea, Dean, is the truth. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't have any real plans. I mean, I do know I'm incredibly proud of the show. I think there might be an opportunity that we make more of it. But if not, then we'll make some other things and do some other stuff. In truth, I'm just sort of looking forward to being with my kids a bit more and things like that. But I don't know. In terms of a direction, I think anyone who looks at my career would know that I've never had a plan. That seems pretty obvious to anybody.
Yeah, the new series is called Mammals. And again, it's streaming on the Amazon Prime Video streaming service right now. He seems really emotional about, leaving The Late Show and really not having a game plan of what he's going to do next. It sounds like he's going to be moving back to England. Said he wants his kids to get to know their grandparents a little bit better. So that's probably what's going to happen. He could pretty much, whatever he's going to do, he could do from there or travel around. It certainly is easy enough. And heaven knows there's probably a lot of restaurants there that haven't banned him, from coming in and eating at their restaurants yet.
Yeah, still a few. Well, that guy can do anything. And I would think you'd see him on stage in London, wouldn't you think?
On the West End. He's already won a Tony Award.
Yeah,
so
right.
It wouldn't surprise me. He's a terrific stage performer. He's been in some good movies, but you know, he's also was in what I consider one of the worst movies of all time, the movie version of the musical Cats. So, you know, you win a few, you lose a few along the way.
You sure do. And finally, we have some Northwest Suburban news, don't we?
Yeah, that's where I am this morning. I'm out at the Arlington Heights Memorial Library. They have this really cool exhibit that's been going on here called Arcade Age. Who amongst us has not invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in quarters to play Space Invaders or Galaga or Pac-Man or, Mortal Kombat, one of the games I'm looking at, Donkey Kong? They have all these old school arcade games set up in the library, and the history of the arcade games, which I did not go back to the 1940s, when really the whole thing was invented, but became super popular in the 1970s and the 1980s. That's when I would spend all of my time playing Space Invaders. But you can actually get on the machines and play the games. And there are some people here this morning that have been on some of these games, you know, playing the game for like an hour because they haven't gotten, you know, defeated yet by the machine. Clearly, some people who have wasted more of their youth even than I did playing some of these games.
Donkey Kong has officially moved into nostalgia now, hasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. When you think about it, some of these games are, you know, 40, 50 years old. So it's hard to believe. But, you know, there's, what is it, Centipede is here. I'm just looking around. Frogger, the original Frogger, Defender. People are playing. They're just having a blast. When I was probably a teenager, I think, I used to go to a 7-Eleven that was near my house in the Mount Greenwood area, and I would drop quarters into the Space Invaders machine like there was no tomorrow. A buddy of mine and I, this is how exciting we were as teenagers, we'd go to the 7-Eleven and play Space Invaders, so into the game that one night the 7-Eleven store was robbed at gunpoint while we were playing the game. And you know, we didn't even know the store was being robbed. We were so into the game. We came up from the game, and the guy said, you know, the cops were there, and, like, the store was just robbed. You didn't notice? Like, no, we didn't, because we're concentrating on the game.
Excuse me, officer, could you move? I can't see my video screen. I'll let you go here, because I know you're gonna put in for all those quarters on your WGN expense account, so we'll talk tomorrow.
Now I can. Yes, now I can, yes.
Thank you, Dean.